Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and excited to be back with you, continuing our new series that I'm calling Making the Book of Revelation Simple. I do believe with all of my heart, God wants us to understand the book of Revelation because it is called the revelation in the very first sentence, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow. In Greek, the title of the book is The Revelation to John. The Greek word for revelation is apokalypsis, and it's the apokalypsis to John or of John. But the very first sentence tells us the purpose of the book. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which I'm going to just turn over and read it. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Many people, they pull back from the book of Revelation because it seems so mysterious. With all of the symbolism, the beast, the demon locust, the dragon, the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon over her head, and all of these sorts of things. But yet, symbolism is used, when God uses symbolism, it's to convey the meaning. And also just throw this in, John also would have used symbolism in a sense as a code, because when he wrote this, the church, Christians were under great persecution. He himself, you read, he explains it there, had been banished to an island called the Isle of Patmos out in the Mediterranean because of his testimony of Jesus Christ, because at this very time, which would have been around 90 AD, the Roman Emperor Diocletian had set himself up as God, as deity, and was demanding that he be referred to as Lord and God. Wow. And so there is great persecution. So John is writing this letter, and it's going to be not only for his generation, it's going to be for his generation. Make no mistake about it. John wasn't writing just for our generation, although we're included. He was writing for his generation. And his generation was suffering great persecution throughout the Roman Empire at this time. Some think maybe the first empire-wide persecution. Nero's persecution was confined to the city of Rome, but this one is empire-wide. And so he is writing, and he's going to use language that the unbelievers, the persecutors, the Romans would not understand. Now, Jesus did this when he talked in parables, and his disciples asked him why he spoke in parables. And the simple answer he gave was so that those who were on the outside, who really weren't interested in knowing the spiritual understandings of the kingdom of God and of who he was, so that they would be left in the dark. But those who really wanted to know and understand, then they would come to the light of the truth. So John is writing in a way that his people, the Christians, will understand. Because, by the way, many of these symbols are used in the Old Testament in the books of Daniel, Ezekiel, and Zechariah. And so this is something also, just throw this in here, this is something very important to understand. John is very versed in the Old Testament scriptures. And so, there are 22 chapters, and there are 404 verses in the book of Revelation, 404 verses and 22 chapters. Now, it's interesting that of those 404 verses, 278, over half of them, contain one or more allusions to an Old Testament passage. So in seeking to understand John's symbols, we must consider his use of the Old Testament and the symbols, the corresponding symbols that are there in the Old Testament. Yes, Daniel talks about beasts and so on. And so the Old Testament was the book, the Bible of John. There was no, the New Testament had not yet been formed and put together. And so, but today I primarily want to talk about, and then just the few minutes we have left, is about the name of the book. My New King James Version calls it the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's based on the first sentence, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I can't emphasize enough that this book is not about the revelation of the Antichrist, the beast, or the dragon, or Satan. This is about the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you read Revelation, look for Jesus Christ and his revelation, because he is presented in all his majesty and glory. And I want to just look at one chapter today that gives a revelation of Jesus in all of his majesty and power. Yes, it's using symbolic language. And the people in John's day who were not believers, who did not know the story of the gospel and so on, and the symbolism of Jesus as the Lamb of God, they would be totally in the dark when they read this chapter. But it would be such an incredible encouragement to believers who were under persecution. And in chapter 5, verse 1, I'm going to begin reading, and we'll comment it as we go along. And John said, "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne," of course, that's God the Father, "a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?'" Now listen to this. This is going to talk about the majesty, the worthiness, the greatness, the awesomeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. John says, "And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll." No one in all the universe was found worthy to open this scroll that has some things that need to be revealed. And John says, "I wept much because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and to look at it." Ah, but then one of the elders, down in verse 5, said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah." Now, there is symbolic language we know for Jesus Christ. Those on the outside, those people, those Gentiles, those Romans who knew nothing, intimately at least, about the Old Testament scriptures or about the New Testament gospel message of Jesus, they wouldn't understand this. But those to whom John is writing, this is written to Christians who are under persecution, they would understand this. "But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose the seals.' And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain." Wow. Who is he talking about? It's Jesus Christ. Where is he? He's in the midst of the throne, the midst of four living creatures. This is communicating his majesty, his deity in power. And it's saying to these persecuted Christians, in the midst of all of your sufferings, I want you to know that you're not forgotten. And the one whom you worship, he is on the throne. He is in the midst of the throne. He's still in charge. And he is ultimately going to triumph. So be encouraged. And he says, "A lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of the Lord." We'll talk more about this later, but let's just get through this chapter about the revelation of Jesus Christ. "Now, when he had taken the scroll," so the lamb, the one that had been slain, he takes the scroll out of his hand. And as he does, all of heaven erupts. The four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And so all of heaven is falling down before the Lamb. Is this not a revelation of who Jesus is? My friends, all of heaven is in awe and bows down and worships the Lamb of God, worships the Lord Jesus Christ. How much more should we on earth recognize who He is? Verse 9 says, and they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to God, and we shall reign on the earth. Wow, talk about a revelation in the midst of their trials and tribulations. And we shall reign. You have redeemed us out of every nation, language, and tribe, and we shall reign on the earth. Why shall we reign? Because He has conquered. He has won the victory, and He did it for us. And now our destiny is to reign with Him on the earth. Verse 11, he says, and I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, myriads of innumerable angels. And they were saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessed and honor, glory and power to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him who lives forever and ever. Talk about a revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, when you read the book of Revelation, don't become enamored and drawn in trying to figure out who is the beast and who is the false prophets, who is the dragon. Those are all very secondary figures. If you want to make the book of Revelation simple, always remember that Jesus Christ is the leading figure. It's about the revelation of who He is. And what an incredible revelation we see there in that one chapter of Revelation chapter 5. Lord, I pray for a fresh revelation of Jesus Christ to our hearts and minds. A revelation of His majesty, of His glory, of His power, of His redemption, and of His plan for mankind, His plan for us. I thank You for doing that, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Oh, I love the revelation of Jesus Christ that we find in this book. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my blog. I feel to emphasize my blog this week. So the blog, it is there on the website. If you look over on the homepage to the left, and you'll see it's a Google blog. You'll see a symbol for it over on the left hand towards the bottom. Click on that and you'll find a lot of articles there. A lot of them are very relative to what's going on in our world today. And I know that you will be blessed, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.